Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
48224.
Thank you. May I have your name?
Barbara Roseman.
And last name spelled R-O-S-E-M-A-N?
M-O-N-D.
Okay, could you verify your address for me, please?
3879 Audubon Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48224.
Okay, thank you so much for that. I do have your account here. It looks like the Wi-Fi booster was ordered.
I'm sorry?
A Wi-Fi booster was ordered.
Okay, yes, it was, For $3.99, right?
Let's see. The original cost was $7.45. You did pay $3.99 for the protection warranty.
Okay. Now, what is the performance? I was charged $49.97 for some kind of performance on February 1st. What is that?
The reason for the initial charge, the $7.45 was just the shipping for the Wi-Fi booster. However, the Wi-Fi booster is a welcoming gift to join the Factory Direct online store. It does disclose on the site that if you don't cancel the Factory Direct membership within 48 hours, you would be charged the membership fee, which is $49.97. And that does give your account, a $125 gift card, so that way you can shop at our online consumer gadget store to purchase similar items.
Well, this looks like it's a bait and switch to me. I want that taken off my bill.
Okay, well, I can cancel out the account. That prevents any future membership charges, but that $49.97 is a valid charge.
For what? What am I getting? What am I paying for?
If you go to your email, there is information so that way you can access the $125 gift card that was sent to you when you initially purchased the Wi-Fi booster.
Yeah, but they told me it was going to be $3.99. And then
that was the warranty that was $3.99.
Oh, well, you see, that's misleading. That was very misleading. If you don't
some information
off,
was sent. That information was sent to your email.
Have it removed. I'm gonna call my credit card company and have it removed because this is a bait and switch. Discontinue whatever I have with you, and if I don't get a refund, I'm gonna have it taken off my account.
Okay. Well, you're welcome to dispute the charge, but unfortunately, with confirmed delivery, with the tracking information, it's not considered as a fraudulent account. So therefore, your bank won't issue the refund, but give me one moment. I'll provide you with that confirmation number, okay?
Now, what is the confirmation number for?
It's confirming you canceled your account for any future membership charges.
See, that's just, now the Wi-Fi booster, only thing they told me is just to plug it into a wall. When I plugged it in, it got hot, so I had to take it out. So what's with that? It's drawing too much electricity. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. The only thing that I can do, I'm not with tech support as far as the Wi-Fi booster. What I can do is I can get a reshipment out for you. It'd be free of charge. I can get that information sent over to the processing department for you.
Well, you can do that and also just cancel me and give me the confirmation number for canceling.
Okay, give me just a moment.
Sure.
Okay, Ms. Roseman, I do have that confirmation number for you. It'll be
258-878-758. Okay. Now, you say you're sending me a new one out. So what's that supposed to, if
What I did go ahead and do, I was speaking with my supervisor about the charge. I explained everything as far as you not understanding the terms and conditions. So we issued a full refund for that $49.97 for you. It takes about 3 to 5 business days to get it back to your account.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, not today.
All right. Well, do apologize again about the misunderstanding, and I want to thank you for calling customer service. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You also.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.